14 minutes to 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We are due to speak to Aylin Cockerman, a well-known Middle East analyst and media personality in Turkey. She will be talking to us live from Istanbul. We had her there while the commercials were playing on a Skype line, but it wasn't working too well. We're trying to get her on the telephone line. Basically, what we want to discuss, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has formally given up trying to form the next government after weeks of coalition talks failed, raising the prospect of a fractious interim administration. Davutoglu met President Erdogan on Tuesday to formally acknowledge that he cannot form a coalition government, paving the way for new elections just months after June's polls. In line with procedure, Davutoglu returned to Erdogan the mandate he received from the president on July the 9th to begin coalition talks with opposition parties, according to the president's office. Now, with all possibilities exhausted before a August 23rd deadline to form the new government, Turkey is now facing snap new polls and entering uncharted political territory. It's the first time that a majority party cannot form a government. A bigger party, they're not the majority party, if we can call it that way, because if they had the majority, they would not need to form a coalition government. They did not expect to lose their majority in the elections in June, but they did. It's Erdogan's party. Davutoglu is from Erdogan's party. Erdogan was previously the prime minister. Now he's the president, and Davutoglu was previously the foreign minister. He's now the prime minister. Now, if they cannot form a coalition government, it means elections need to take place again within 90 days, and this is uncharted territory. It's the first time that will happen. Could this play in the favor of Erdogan's AKP party or against it? That's the key thing, isn't it? Aylin Cockerman joins us now on the line from Istanbul. Aylin, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Now, for how long have talks been ongoing between Davutoglu and other parties to try and form a coalition government?
It started on 9th of July and it ended this week.
And who are the role players? Who was he trying to negotiate with, and what kind of a coalition government was he trying to form?
Mr. Davutoglu tried to form a coalition government. He first negotiated with the CHP, the main opposition party, but they cannot agree because of the foreign policy of AKP and other things. And then he talked twice with the MHP, the Nationalist Party, the second party, opposition party. And it also failed because the MHP always against the solution process with the PKK, which was initiated by the AK Party. And this party, MHP, wanted it to be ended immediately. And that was the point where they didn't agree. So the possibility of forming a coalition government has failed because of this.
Now, we understand that elections have to take place within 90 days. Is this likely to play in the favor of Erdogan's party? Is he likely to get a better result in 90 days? Or is he likely to get a result that's even worse, putting him in even a worse predicament after the next election?
Actually, as you remember, before I talked about, I said that if there will be another election, then the mentality needs to be changed. But right now, we can see no mentality changes. Mr. Erdogan is still talking about the presidential system, the system changes. In the general elections in June, the failure of the AK Party was because of the statements of Mr. Erdogan about the presidential system. He wants to leave out the parliamentary system and go to the presidential system. But since it may lead to a federation system in Turkey, Turkish people against this. So the vote in the June elections was a reaction to this statement. But right now, Mr. Erdogan is still talking about the presidential system. He is expecting the next elections to give more votes to them. He thinks that the voters will make it up and they will give votes to AK Party and it will gain the parliamentary majority again. But I'm afraid it may not happen because he is still talking about presidential system. Last week he said that the system has changed, already changed, and this created a great reaction in Turkish people and also the opposition parties because it is not something, there is not no such a thing in our constitution. And the party leaders, the opposition party leaders called it as a coup. So this created a great unrest. So I'm not sure there will be a great change in the next elections.
Mm-hmm. Now, has Erdogan formally set a date for the next elections? I understand, according to reports, there are two ways that this could play out. If he directly sets the next the date for the next election, there would have to be an election government. However, if the parliament does it, then there would be a minority government. Can you explain this to us, and what's the difference between the two?
Yes, of course, since there is no coalition government right now, until the next election, which will happen in November 22, I guess, or so, there are two possibilities. One of them is a minority government, which is not on the agenda right now, and the other one is the election government. That means that the four parties who passed the threshold in the elections in June will participate in the government and will represent in the government. But that will create a problem because CHP, the main opposition, and MHP, the second opposition, declared that they will not take part in the election government whatsoever. They will not be in the government with AK Party. They do not want it. So there is a very risky situation here because only the HDP is left. You know, HDP is a PKK-backed party. The more important of that, they are under the threat of PKK. So I cannot imagine a PKK-backed party representing us in our government. That means that PKK will be in the government. And right now they are planning to do that. I'm hoping that Mr. Davutoğlu will not do such a thing. I don't know what will happen in the upcoming days.
Now, what has Erdogan been saying? Has he expressed disappointment that there was a failure to form a coalition government? Has he indicated as to what his strategy would be between now and the next election?
You know, Mr. Erdogan has always wished a single party leadership. He was not on the side of coalitions whatsoever. So early elections is something he really wishes for, in my opinion. He really believes that voters realize that they made a mistake and they will make it up. So this is his wish. He's really thinking that everything will be changed in the next elections, the early elections. But as I said, I don't think so. Inshallah, there will be another coalition, a quick coalition, because there is a great turmoil in Turkey. You know that. In our street, PKK killing our soldiers, and they are very active right now. And we have problems in our borderline also. We are hitting the targets in the Kandil Mountains in Iraq. The economy is getting worse, and the situation is not so well. So a coalition government should be formed immediately. And unfortunately, we are waiting for an early election, but it shouldn't have happened for Turkey for now.
Okay, Elin, jazakumullah for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Elin Kokeman, a well-known media personality and journalist talking to us live from Istanbul. Yes, Erdogan has a problem. And it's not just a small one, it's a huge one. How's he going to form a government? He cannot form a coalition government. Opposition parties have issues with his foreign policies. He lost the majority. His party lost the majority. Remember, he's now the president. He's no longer the prime minister. And in the Turkish system, the power actually rests with the prime minister. But because Erdogan is the head of the party to which the prime minister belongs, he still controls the thing. He still controls things from behind the scenes. The last time around, he was the head of the party and he was the prime minister. And Abdullah Gül was the president, which is more of a ceremonial role. So Erdogan is still a big chief, but he doesn't formally sit on the seat of the actual power. His prime minister does, but the prime minister accounts to him in terms of the party, and they are in a problem here. For 13 years, they were one party state, and they were not expecting to lose their majority in the June elections. They have. Will Erdogan's optimism pay off? Will he be able to get the votes he needs to form a one party government in the November elections? I suppose we will have to wait and see. It's 4 minutes to 8.